Petra pulled the dagger out of the still bleeding corpse on the ground in front of her and sighed. A smile played at the corner of her mouth.
"He's warm," she said. "Hasn't been dead long, then. Perfect."
Beside her, the ghostly figure of a man with the lingering signs of sagefoil poisoning, deep purpled veins and bloodshot eyes, hovered, his immaterial features pulled back in a grimace as he stepped away from the body in disgust. The dead, despite being what they were, or perhaps because of it, hated being reminded of mortality.
"Oh, come now," she huffed. "You know as well as I do it takes days for the smell of rot to disappear, so finding one fresh murdered was happy chance, is all I'm saying."
Petra lifted the stranger's arm, checking with her fingers for any fluttering of life in the dead man's wrist, as her mother taught her, but there was nothing. His heart was still as the grave itself. Considering the blade had been buried to the hilt within its chambers, she didn't find that part so surprising. She took the bag of rock salt from her horse's saddle and made a protective circle. The spirits around her withdrew, as though pulled by an invisible hand as soon as it was complete. She untied the purse from around the boy's belt. It was heavy with coin. Apparently his murderer hadn't been aiming for gold, perhaps merely intended to wound during a robbery but ended up killing him. Maybe an assassination or a lover's quarrel. The boy couldn't have been older than 16, a few years younger than her, if the barely there scruff of the beard framing his Adam's apple was any indication. Honey-colored hair, sightless brown eyes staring up into the trees above. He would have been a looker, if he'd survived. She searched around, but the shades lurking in the shadow of the trees didn't approach to tell his story. Either the man's death hadn't been meaningful to them, or they didn't care. With the dead, it was hard to say. Once they'd crossed the threshold, the matters of the living simply stopped being of importance. Petra turned and examined the spectral man watching her, concern in his bloodshot eyes. Usually they didn't care, anyway.
"You'll want to look away for this part, Oris,"
she said, slipping the blade beneath the dead man's tunic, slicing the fabric open to expose gaping holes in his chest.
"Someone didn't much care for you, did they, lad?"
Oris frowned and half walked, half glided back to the trees, soon lost to the darkness. Petra wasn't concerned. He never left her side for long, and if she focused, she felt him wherever he was. She lifted the blade and drew a sigil on the dead man's chest with the tip of the knife. Although it was a simple dagger, the edge was sharp and had cut into his skin easily enough. Deed done, Petra slid her finger along the blade and wiped it on her tongue. The bitter taste of cooling blood made her grimace, but it was necessary to identify his life force among the ghostly crowd of the dead milling at the edge of her vision. She rested her right hand on top of the symbols carved into his flesh and closed her eyes. The world descended into hushed silence like a bubble around both Petra and the corpse. The spirits, stalking just outside the circle, peered in. She could feel them there, curious, hungry, as she called her magic forth, breath frosting the air with a sudden chill. The frigid temperature didn't bother her, though. Having spent all of her life walking so close to death's threshold, she'd gained a certain acclimation to the embrace of the grave.
"Boy,"
she whispered, opening her eyes. She pressed bloody fingers into the carving on his chest, into the wounds that punctured his heart.
"Where are you?"
The boy didn't move. His chest didn't rise. His breath didn't fog.
"Cold,"
he whispered, lips moving ever so, as though fighting his own rigidity.
"So cold. Poor boy,"
murmured Petra. Just outside of her awareness, a light flickered like a moth to the flame, but it was too quick.
"Sweet boy, tell me where you are." "I'm..."
A sob escaped the boy's throat, though no movement accompanied it apart from the soft movement of his lips.
"I'm dead, aren't I?"
"Yes,"
said Petra. The flickering grew stronger, closer. She could sense his spirit now.
"I don't want to be," cried the corpse. "I can't be that."